This goes to Deborah Altman, AultmanPac, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Cynthia, Cynthia, Kalizewski, I think it's Kalizewski. Date of birth, January 19th of 1958. Dear Ms. Altman, this is a consultation for Mrs. for Cynthia, who was sent for evaluation of worsening creatinine levels, which were noted in February of this year. She actually did have a slightly higher than normal creatinine level February 7th of last year, which was 1.1, and the GFR then was 55. Then 2/21 of 26, creatinine was 1.2, GFR had dropped to 49. That level was rechecked May 7th, 26, and the creatinine was improved at 1.09, GFR bounced up to 59. And her creatinine of 3/10 of 23 was 1.0, which would have been 63 at that time. She's having no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. She actually did have to start Protonics about 1.5 years ago. She was having a terrible cough and felt very badly just because she couldn't sleep due to coughing all the time. She had pulmonary testing. She had an EGD, which was unremarkable, negative for H. pylori, and saw the pulmonologist in Mount Pleasant and has been doing much better, taking Protonics 40 milligram daily for about 1.5 years. She does not have a history of high blood pressure, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain, palpitations, no cardiac history. She does have the chronic cough, which is better. She occasionally uses a rescue inhaler and then also uses Symbicort twice a day for control of the cough. She does have chronic nasal drainage, uses a nasal inhaler with relief, and mild anxiety and depression that does not require treatment. No neuropathic pain in her feet, legs, no history of diabetes. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism, allergic rhinitis, asthma, gastroesophageal reflux disorder, small hiatal hernia, hyperlipidemia, and mild depression with anxiety. Past surgical history, she had an EGD done within the last year and a half when the cough was bad, and that's at the time she was started on Protonics. Also, bilateral cataract lens replacement and C-sections. Social history, she does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use vaping of nicotine, rarely consumes alcohol, and does not use illicit drugs. She is married, and she's a retired accountant. Family history is significant for hypertension, breast cancer, and Alzheimer's disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Synthroid, 50 microgram daily. Protonics is 40 milligram twice a day. Symbicort is 80/4.5, two inhalations twice a day. Vitamin D with K2, she takes two small gummies daily. She was taking calcium, but has not taken that regularly. She's had some elevated calcium levels, so we prefer her not to use calcium. She uses an albuterol meter dose inhaler as a rescue inhaler, but very rarely uses it, and also Atrovent nasal spray daily. Physical exam. Her height is 65 inches, weight is 162 pounds, pulse is 67, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 64. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with cobblestoning, midline uvula. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema, brisk capillary refills, 2+ pedal pulses. And labs, most recent lab studies were done May 7th, 2026. Creatinine had improved 1.04 with estimated GFR of 59. Calcium 10, and the previous level was 10.4. Sodium is 136, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 27, albumin 4.3. Phosphorus is 3.7, hemoglobin 12.8, normal white count, normal platelets. We do have a urinalysis done, 221-26, negative for blood, negative for protein. Assessment and plan, elevated creatinine on two occasions with some improvement in May. We are going to repeat all the labs now. I'm hoping that the lab might be back to her baseline. 2, severe gastroesophageal reflux disorder. We know that the proton pump inhibitor class of drugs can cause interstitial nephritis, but the patient seems to be quite dependent on 2 daily of the pantoprazole. If she could tolerate a trial of Pepcid 40 milligram instead, it may be worth a try. She may not be able to stop the pantoprazole, and we would not want her to start coughing and choking as she did prior to using this. So that's something to discuss with her pulmonologist. And we are going to repeat all the labs now. If she's back to baseline, she won't require any follow-up with us. If not, we'll schedule her for kidney and bladder ultrasound if the renal function looks a little worse again. She will continue all of her routine medications now and talk about possibility of trying Pepcid daily for a week, or that probably could even be 40 milligram twice a day if she needed to use a higher dose. I suspect she may have a lot of trouble getting off the high dose of pantoprazole, though, so... And we don't have a high suspicion that that is causing interstitial nephritis currently. We'll keep her on standby for follow-up, just based on what those repeat labs are going to show us. And we will schedule her for follow-up if needed. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.